It's time for Good Morning Wisconsin with Nick from Lake Geneva Country Meats.
I must say, I have never seen someone so young with such meat savvy.
Is this the meat from his meat?
A side of hot beef steak.
Pounding a thinner piece of meat is a lot easier than pounding a thick piece of meat.
I smell meat.
Hey, how's my big sexy side of beef?
And now, Cooking with Nick from Lake Geneva Country Meats on Lake 96.1.
I don't just smell meat. I smell tacos all week long. Yo.
It is taco what? Week.
We're going to taco about it.
Taco week. Let's talk about it. Yes, Melody with the buns.
I have been just wanting to say that all morning long.
She's going to
explode. I already told you that.
Well, when I walked in and your cheeks were like puffed up, you're like, oh, let's talk about it. I was like,
taco about it.
Whoa.
I know. I'm very
excited.
How many excited.
Mocha frappe caramel latte ventis did
Five.
You have?
She Five. Only had...
I do see it as empty. So.
It is empty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's...
It is empty. And it was delicious and ready to move on to tacos.
Tacos.
I saw that. Okay, so you're doing taco week.
All week. This
yeah.
is great.
We were sitting around
this
and we
is.
Said, if there can be a shark week, there should be a taco week.
Yep.
So we Googled what is taco week. And it's like Cinco de Mayo, but that's in the past. So we just said, this could be taco
this
week.
This could be taco week. And so you invented taco week.
We invented taco week.
Yeah, I like it. So, and you're putting up various recipes for Taco Week.
Lots of taco recipes.
Oh, I love it. And I just texted my hubs and said, hey, do we have a pork butt in the freezer? No, we don't. So guess where I'm coming today? Mm-hmm, Lake Geneva Country Meats.
Stock up.
Yeah, because I like the recipe for the pork carnitas.
Oh,
yes.
So in America, we're very well acquainted with the ground beef tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to take your taco game to the next level
I
where
do.
People are going to be tacoing
it.
About it,
yeah, yeah.
You need to do carnitas. In my opinion, carnitas are the most superior form of taco in the world. There's so many tacos.
So exciting.
Carnitas. Now, traditionally, it's a pork shoulder or pork butt, and you sear it in some lard, preferably lard from the last batch of carnitas. You sear it, get it all crispy. Well, this is fine. We have the slow cooker recipe that takes care of a lot of this.
Okay.
Then
okay.
you slowly braise it in orange juice and garlic and things like that. Or Mexican oregano, ideally, if you have it. Unique flavor. And then it shreds and you get these little crispy bits and these flavorful bits, and they are the best tacos. If you've ever been to a Mexican restaurant, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we have recipes for that. I also put up some new recipes that I made last Friday that use pork shoulders, pork butts for tacos. One's a smoked chipotle taco.
That sounds
yum.
Really
so
good,
so you
too.
Smoke the pork butt and then make a fresh salsa with some Rotel.
Yep.
Chipotles and adobo sauce and some onions. So stuff you have laying around the house, just put that right in. Nice, spicy, smoky, crispy, delicious. And then the other one is a chipotle mojo taco.
Ooh.
That it's a Cuban-Mexican mashup where you use a lot of like orange juice, lime juice, citrus fruit flavors with a little bit of that chipotle spice and braise it and shred it, and you have some amazing tacos. Serve it with corn and black beans.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm leave me speechless.
Drooling.
And so ready for tacos.
And then, if that's not enough, we also have chicken thighs on sale,
yeah.
which, if you like chicken tacos, I gotta tell you, don't do the ground chicken tacos. They end up dry. They end up pretty flavorless.
Sure.
It's too easy to screw those up. Ground beef works fine for tacos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the ground chicken tacos.
Okay.
But chicken thighs, so many ways you can do that. We have a recipe for tinga, which is like a slow cooker one. Traditionally, they're boiled and then chopped up or shredded. Mm-hmm. It's very good that way. We have recipes for ones that you can make on the grill that are really delicious. We have recipes for ones that you shred.
Mm.
But they're on sale for $2.19 a pound, boneless, skinless thighs.
Perfect.
They're so easy to cook, whether you want to do low and slow, quick on the grill. So many great recipes.
Right.
I love tacos.
Inexpensive meal for the family.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
beat that.
Absolutely. And while you're doing one pork butt or whatever you're doing, throw in another one. Freeze that for another time. So
that is a pro tip right there.
It is.
And the most exciting thing that we're doing this week is two experimental new bratwurst flavors that are coming out on Thursday.
Which is what?
One is a jalapeno popper brat.
Oh.
That we use.
Oh,
we're gonna use some jalapeno seasoning. We're gonna use jalapeno peppers. We're gonna use some habanero cheese. So get it really nice and spicy.
Oh, snap.
Pork beef. We're gonna make 100 pounds of that. Limit of 1 pound per customer because we want people to try them.
Right.
We want some feedback.
Okay,
gonna be
I
out
need
fresh
to get
Thursday.
One.
And then we're going to have chicken fajita brats.
Oh, yes.
Which are a chicken brat with bell peppers and onion. So
I love that. I
cook those up.
That
it should
sounds
be good.
So good. They both do. And they'll be available on Thursday.
Thursday, £1 per customer. And with all of our experimental brats, we want you to try them. We don't think they're terrible, but they are still, you know, this is the first time we're releasing them to the bratwurst eating public.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any feedback, any like, hey, I would like it a little more spicy or a little less spicy, mm-hmm. we would love to hear that. So
yeah.
just, you know,
right.
get in touch with us, right. email.
Now, I know you guys come up with the recipes,
Facebook.
But do you make just a small batch for you guys to try ahead of time?
Yep. A lot of the times what I will do is I will make a batch in my kitchen
mm-hmm.
at home. I have a little sausage stuffer and grinder that I'll make a
of
small little batch.
Of course
you do. Sausage stuffer and
shout
grinder.
Out to Sarah and Simona for their patience. It's a messy process.
I'm sure it is.
Making
home.
Sausage in at work is so much easier mm-hmm. than it is
oh,
at
I'm
home.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All the same amount of cleanup, but...
You have more space probably at work and
yes.
more tools.
Oh, absolutely.
More tools
and yeah.
So make a small batch and then we scale it up. Some of them we just kind of know stuff will work. We work
sure.
with a really great spice company that helps us with a lot of, you know, I can be like, hey, what do you think about this? And Jeff, our sausage guy, just he's been there, done that. He knows,
mm-hmm.
Nick, that's a dumb idea. That won't work. Or,
right.
you know, maybe that'll work, Nick. So,
right.
You know,
sure. right.
He's got a lot of great ideas and ways to make sure things happen.
Very cool.
I love
if
it.
You need some taste testers, we're available.
We are always available.
Did you see us taste test last Friday for our Flavor Flay Friday?
I want to know what that was. How was that? I was running all over last Friday.
It was nasty.
That was not good.
It was not good.
Did
at
you
all.
Ever hear about my. Maybe I'll make you something for. I made a Guinness and corned beef. Jellied loaf once that reminded me of
Whoa.
That Rice Krispie.
I think you had me try that.
I
wow.
think I did.
On the Beebs Versus.
Yes,
when you
I
used
think,
to
yeah,
be on
I
my
made
afternoon
yeah.
show.
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
I'm not doing that again.
Well, Melody needs to try. She's the only one of the three of us that
I'll
has
it. I'll be sick
it.
That day.
We should peer pressure her into doing it.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like a loaf, and I'm like, what are you doing
Oh, my
to me?
Goodness. I remember.
Did I heat
yes.
it up? Did I put on some toasted rye? Oh, it's good.
Oh, man. Oh,
let's
he
talk
just,
about
he just upped the ante there. He just upped the bar with that.
We got to talk about something good because I'm looking through.
I see taco about it. You're doing it again. We have to taco about Wheel of Meat.
We do.
But go ahead.
But first, I just wanted to say, oh, my gosh, if you are going to take part in this taco week
of
yesterday.
Course we are.
Chorizo sausage tacos.
Yeah.
And then today would be the shredded chicken tacos. And all of these are on their website,
yep.
so you can make them. Wednesday is the pulled pork. Thursday is the Asian, Asian steak street tacos.
Oh.
Friday, some grilled scrimps.
Mm. You got scrimps on sale too.
Oh. All right.
And then slow cooker chicken tinga for your Saturday. And then Sunday, a taco rice bowl.
I just like the word tinga.
Taco outside of the bun.
Yeah.
I like Taco Bell's slogan. Don't sue me, Taco Bell.
Think outside the bun.
Think outside the bun.
Yeah. Taco about it outside the bun.
Taco about it. Okay. I like it. It's Wheel of Meat Day. Boy, it seems like it's been forever since we've done this.
It's been a long time.
It
I feel
has
like
been
it was
a very
an early
long
Tuesday
time.
And a late Tuesday.
I
know. You
know? I know. So what's going on, Biebs? She is getting a winner sheet as
oh,
we speak.
Oh, yes. We need the winners
yeah,
to be recorded.
So, oh, my gosh.
I'm back.
All
and
right.
she's back.
Let
and
me know when I should spin.
Okay, are you ready to spin?
I am.
To spin the Wheel of Meat. Let's do this. Where is it going to land? No one knows, but we have a... what is it?
Chicken breast.
Oh, chicken
Sweet.
Breast.
That'll be perfect.
Congratulations, winner. We'll write you up a certificate to win two chicken breasts, boneless, skinless breasts of your choice of plain or marinated flavors.
Okay.
Ooh, perfect for tacos this
sounds
week.
Sounds great.
Maybe get the Santa Fe salsa.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good, too. All right. So we are taking caller number.
What's, what about,
we do,
should we do...
Six. Okay, let's
call
number six. 262-249-9610. 262-249-9610. It's Wheel of Meat Day. Caller number six. You are going to win some chicken breast too, correct?
Two.
So give us a call right now. Hey, Nick, thank you so much.
Thank
I know
you,
you're going
to
go Facebook Live.
Yep, we're going to go live.
And so we will catch you next time.
Happy Taco Week.
Yeah, Happy Taco Week.